who wants to be best, who wants to be respected, who among you wants to be honored?
谁希望成为最好的, 能够成为第一的?
Most of us, in one sense or the other, want these things.
大部分的我们都会希望有这样子的一个被尊重的一个情况。
First prize, to rise at work, to be number one in the marriage.
在这个婚姻当中也是这样。
But now I ask, who wants to be last, despised, a servant?
那我现在想问你们说，有谁希望成为最小的、被轻视的，甚至是一个仆人？
Who wants to be like a janitor?
谁想要做一个管理员？
We look down on janitors.
我们有时候就觉得轻视这些管理员。
Sure, we appreciate what janitors do, but we do not respect them.
当然我们在公司或者在什么地方的时候，就很感谢他们替我们做，但是我们并不尊重他们。
We appreciate garbage collectors, but God forbid that any of our children were to grow up to be a garbage collector.
Yeah, 我们很感谢这些替我们收垃圾，但是我们没有一个人希望我们的孩子长大成为一个收垃圾的。
Yet Isaiah 53, which is about the servant of the Lord, as he declares in verse 11, tells us that Jesus came as a humble servant, despised and rejected.
但是在以赛亚书第五十三章，我们就很明显的可以看到，我们的神耶稣基督来的时候，在十一节讲到说他是一个谦卑的仆人。Why
did Jesus come in this way?
为什么耶稣要用这种方法来到世上呢？
Why, in total contradiction to our pursuits and the way we chose our children to be, did Jesus come this way?
因为耶稣来到这样的方法，跟我们心中所想要希望望子成龙、望女成凤的想法完全是相反的。为什么呢？
What is Isaiah saying that we can learn as we too serve?
那到底这个以赛亚在这里说，要我们学到什么样的一个功课呢？
One thing we can see is that true servants will be humble.
但是事实上，真正的一个仆人是一个谦卑的。
True servants will be humble.
真正的仆人是一个谦卑人。Verse
1 asks the question, who has believed and what has he heard from us?
像以赛亚书第53章第一节讲的，我们所传的有谁信呢？
The answer to this question,
但这个问题的答案,
who has believed our report,
到底谁，我们所传的有谁信呢？
Is that very few have believed.
就是非常的稀少，没有很多人。
Rather, in the presence of such greatness, we, humanity, judged by appearance.
这是我,
and this is the same way we judge each other.
这就是我们的人性，因为我们常常是用外貌来取人，这就是我们在平常的时候常常做的事。
As Isaiah goes on to say, the end of verse 2 to verse 4, he had no form or majesty that we could look at, that we should look at him, no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one for men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he bore our griefs and crushed and was carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted.
就像在以赛亚书第53章2到第4节讲到说的，他没有加行美容，我们看到他的时候，也没有因为他有美貌，使我们羡慕他，一直到第4节。
In these few verses, in our reaction to Jesus, we can see our human problem.
在这几节当中，我们可以看到我们人的问题。
If God had come to earth in glory and with majesty, using his power and authority over us, everyone would have gladly held him as king. Because that kind of Jesus can give us everything we want.
如果神送耶稣基督到我们当中是非常的这个荣美，非常的这个盛大，那他的能力也是在我们之上，我们就没有任何的问题要来相信他。
But God came to earth in his most true form as a humble man.
但是神来到这世上是用他的本相，是一个平凡的人。
Jesus served the needy, the poor, sinners.
耶稣基督来是来服侍那些需要的人，贫穷的人以及罪人。
This Jesus does not offer us what our sinful hearts desire.
但是耶稣基督来并没有给我们是我们这些罪恶的心想要的东西。
If Jesus had served the rich and the famous, the powerful, the capable, we would have respected him at least.
是有能力的人，那我们可能会不太尊重他。
But he came and served the lowly, the humble, the failures, the least among us.
但是他来这边就不是我们这些卑微的人，最小的人。
True service in its humility and its willingness to suffer reveals our hearts and our reaction to it.
真正的服事是在谦卑当中，他愿意受苦，来显示他的内心。
For we want numbers, we want power, we want victory, we want strength, we want skill, we want someone to take charge so that we may rest and enjoy people serving us.
因为我们的人性就是喜欢要有这个全能，我们希望有这个数字，我们又希望有成功，我们希望有能力，有各式各样的好处，因为我们希望别人来服侍我们。
But Jesus came lowly and poor and humble.
但是耶稣基督来的时候，他是个低微的，他是贫穷的，而且他是卑微的。
And all this we and our reaction to him are revealed to be sinners, transgressors of God's will, seeking for ourselves and our glory.
但是在这样子的一个过程当中，我们可以看到说，我们实在是个罪人，在神的旨意当中，我们是个过犯，我们只想到我们自己。
Rather, we thought him a failure, cursed by God, all the while, though he was God's greatest success.
虽然我们觉得说他是一个失败的一个例子，他好像被神诅咒一样，但是他却是神最大的成功。
And are we any different today?
那我们现在今日跟当时有没有什么不同呢？
I notice that rarely does a pastor leave a bigger church to go to a smaller church.
但是，发现说有些大的教会想要到小的教会去。
Almost always, when a pastor feels God has called him to another church, it's almost always to a larger church.
但是，除了这个牧者，他们觉得说，当神呼召他们来成为一个牧师的时候，都是叫他们到大的教会去。
When my wife Xiaofang wanted to go to seminary, her mother was against it.
当马师母她要去神学院的时候，她母亲就是反对。
Why?
为什么？
Because she thought seminary was for people who could not make it into college.
但是因为她母亲认为说，会去神学院的都是那些没有办法进大学的。
And she thought people in ministry cannot afford to send their kids to college.
或者是说这些他们的这些传教人，他们没有这个钱送他们孩子到大学去。
And that's not good enough for her daughter.
但是只是说去神学院对她女儿来讲是不好的。
There's the big, in all of this we see, the big obstacle that we need to overcome if we're going to be true servants.
这是一个很大的一个障碍，如果说我们要成为一个真正的神的仆人。
That obstacle is our pride.
那这个障碍呢，就是我们的骄傲。
True service is humble.
真正的仆人是一个谦卑的。
But if we are truly humble, we will lose our reputation and people will look down on us.
但是如果我们真的是谦卑的话，我们会失去我们的名誉，而且别人也会轻看我们。
But if you are to obey God's calling to your life, you must be his servant.
但是如果神呼召你，你必须要成为他的仆人。
So for this, you and I must set aside our pride.
我们必须要把我们的这个骄傲放在一边。
So put away your pride.
把你的,
Join me and be humble.
就跟我一样，把我们的骄傲放在自大放在一边，然后我们学习谦卑。
I'm not saying I'm there yet, don't get me wrong.
我不是说我已经到那个地步了。But
we need to obey our Lord and do as he says.
但是我们必须要听从我们的神，要做他要我们做的事。Do
not consider the opinions of others.
不要想到别人的这个意见。But
only the evaluation of our Lord.
但是只有从神来的这个评估才算是真的。And
may it be that when you stand before the Lord in his throne that day,
希望说那一天当你站在神的这个施恩宝座前的时候,
that he will declare, well done, good and faithful servant.
他会跟你说, 好,
True servants will be humble.
所以一个真正的仆人是一个谦卑的人。
Prefer the true servants are unreserved in their service.
第二就是在真正的仆人是他是没有保留的。
Isaiah 53 is full of the price of service.
这个在以赛亚书第五十三章到处都列出来说，你成为一个仆人之后需要付上的代价。
Again, as he says in verse 3, he was despised and rejected, and we esteemed him not.
在第三节就讲说他被藐视，被人厌弃。
He bore our griefs, and we consider him stricken and afflicted by God, verse 4.
他在第四节的时候讲说他诚然担当我们的忧患，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
In verses 5 and 6, we see that he was crushed by God, and God laid our sins on him.
第五节、第六节又讲到说他为我们的罪压伤，耶和华使我们众人的罪都归在他身上。
He was oppressed and afflicted, verse 7.
在第七节他又讲到说他被欺压。
And in verses 8 and 9, we see that he was even killed.
在第八节、第九节又看到说他甚至因此而丧命。
And in all of this, Jesus did not hold back his service.
在所有的这些事情发生，但是耶稣基督并没有退缩。
Jesus didn't throw up his hands and say enough and quit.
耶稣基督也没有把他的手举起来说我不干了。
Rather, his service to God was unreserved.
说耶稣基督要服侍神，他是没有保留的。
He took all that misjudgment.
他这些误会他都接受。
He took all the scorn.
他被这个嘲笑，他也接受。
He endured being looking down upon.
这些被轻视，他也接受。
He took the suffering.
他也受痛苦。
He took injustice.
不公平的地方。
He took the pain.
痛苦。
The loneliness, the abandonment, the betrayal.
这些孤单的时候，还有这些被出卖的时候。
He took death.
他甚至接受死亡。
He took humiliation.
他被这个轻视。
And yes, he took even our sins and our iniquities.
他甚至接受我们的罪孽。
And he did not give up.
但是他没有放弃。
He did not turn back from service.
但是他也没有离开他的服事。
He received all of this from the Father for the sake of his service, and he gave it all for our sake as well.
他因为我们的缘故, 把最好的他能够服侍神的都给了。
For the sake of service, he left home. For the sake of service, he left his Father.
为了要服侍，他离开家，他离开他的父母亲。
For the sake of service, he left it all.
但为了服侍，他把一切都放下了。
So the question for you and me is, what are you willing to give?
对，这个问题回到你的身上，你愿意摆上什么？
And what is your limit?
你的限制在哪里？
For most of us, our limit is our family.
但大部分的人，他们的这个顶限都是在家庭。
I know one brother who served as elder in a church that said, I will serve as elder, but if my house is on fire and God's house is on fire, excuse me, I'm going to take care of my house first.
我记得我们教会有前有一个长老说，如果说神的教会着火了，我们家也着火的话，我会先救我们家的火。But
let me ask you a question.
我问你一个问题。If
this has been Jesus' attitude, where would you and I be today?
如果这是耶稣基督的态度的话，请问我们今天会在哪里？
I have seen that if you give your family and your children to the Lord, and you lead them to serve God together with you, they will grow up to bless you.
我看到很多例子，就是让很多家庭，他们带他们的小孩一起来服侍我们的神，但他们长大以后反而会成为你的祝福。
I remember when our children were young, one day we were taking them to a hospital visitation with us.
我记得我们小孩子小的时候，有一天我带他们到医院去探访。
And Patrick asked his mother this question.
那我的老大 Patrick 就问他的母亲。
He said, Mama,
Mama,
we take care of others.
我们就照顾别人。
And notice he said, we, not you.
他说，记得他说这是我们，不是说只有你。
We take care of others, he said, but who takes care of us?
他说，如果我们去照顾别人，谁来照顾我们呢？
His mother wisely answered, Jesus takes care of us.
马师母就很技巧的回答。
And so she pointed him to God.
所以她将他指向耶稣。
Or consider this letter sent by a young man to his parents.
或者是以下的我们要分享的这个电邮是一个年轻人给他的父母亲的。
I'm going to quote this letter because I think it richly illustrates what I'm saying.
所以我就把这个例子讲出来，因为它非常的跟我们今天要讲的重点非常相似。
He says, this is a really great article, and I think you, Papa and Mama, will really find good also, since you know how you have felt burdened by parents who place children's school and social activities above the God, making them serving idols instead.
下面是这个年轻人他讲的这句话，他说啊，父母亲啊，爸爸妈妈，我对下面是一个很好的一篇文章，因为我你知道我对这些父母亲把他们的孩子的学校的课业以及课外活动啊，放在神的事工上之上有很大的这个负担。
And then he writes down the link. I won't read the link.
所以他就把下面的这个 URL， 他的这个文章就列在下面，我们就不读了。
And he says this to his parents.
然后他最后他就在讲一些对他这个文章的一些意见给他父母亲。
I'm so grateful you didn't raise us up this way.
我很感谢你并没有用这种方法来养育我们。
Maybe part of it is we didn't have a lot of money to do lots of sports or extracurricular things that many other kids do to fill their time.
也许是因为我们没有这么多钱能够做这样的各式各样的活动，这个学习，像其他的小孩子一样。
Praise God.
感谢神。
I believe this is God's grace and His sovereignty and provision.
我相信这是神他在他永能当中给我们的这个供应。
I know that I am a sinful person, a wretched person in my flesh.
我知道我肉体是一个罪恶的。
Maybe if we had had more money and more time to do all these extracurricular activities that many other students do, I would never have seen the light. I would never have known Jesus.
我在想说，如果说我们今天是有很多有钱，能够去做这些课外活动。 也许我再也不会见到这个神的亮光，我也不会认识耶稣。
God elects and He ensures that His elect will be saved.
神拣选那些他所拣选的能够被得到这个福音救恩。
Nothing can thwart the plan of God, but God has sway in every plan we make.
那个没有任何能够融化神的计划。 而且我们任何人做的计划，神都会用他的这个旨意来成就。
Jesus is mighty to save.
这个耶稣基督是大有能力。And
I believe that God used the lack of extra art classes or sports events and teams as part of His plan to save me.
我相信神是用这个，因为没有其他的这种课外的活动来拯救我。I
see some young people whose parents let their children do sports, or parents force their children to sports and other things like SAT classes and other classes and activity that take up so much time.
我看到许多家长们，他们使他们孩子去做任何的这个课外活动、运动，或者是去上这些SAT的课，用了好多时间。They
have ruined their own families and created distance instead of unity.
他们在他们这当中产生了一些距离。
They have sent their children off into the world without training them properly in the Word of God and teaching them how to put on the armor of God.
他们把他们的孩子送到这个社会的职场当中的时候，却没有给他们神的话语，也没有给他们穿上神全部的军装。
It's so sad that so many parents, even those who call themselves Christians, sell their kids to the culture and the children are taken by Satan's world, and the parents seem glad that their children are doing well in Satan's world.
我看到说这些家长，他们没有给他们孩子很好的这个装备，虽然他们自己自称为基督徒，他们的孩子却到这个撒旦的世界，他们还很高兴说他们在这个撒旦的世界这个成就非凡。Maybe
their parents don't truly see the light.
也许他们的父母亲并没有看到神的那个光。
Anyway, thank you, Papa and Mama, for doing all those family devotions when we were younger.
感谢爸爸妈妈，你们在我们小的时候跟我们做了这样子很多很多这个跟神亲近的时间。Papa,
during the summer, I was looking through some binders in our old house.
爸爸，我在这个夏天的时候，我就 整理我们家一些旧的一些文件。
One of them was a huge plan you printed out.
我记得其中有一张是你的一个很大很大的计划。
It had a curriculum of basic doctrines and teachings for our family devotions.
那是一个我们怎么样做这个家庭的敬拜的一个很大很大的一个课程。
Thank you, Daddy, so much for loving us to care for our eternity of our souls instead of our temporary world being in this temporary world.
感谢爸爸你非常的重视我们的灵魂的被拯救，而不是只是想说我们在这个世上有多么大的成就。
Even when we were young, you wanted us to know your God, and now because of God's grace through your teaching and your love, Yahweh is our God together. Hallelujah.
在我们在很小的时候，你让我们知道你的神。现在，因为神的这个恩慈，让我们今天还有你的教导，让我们今天能够认识这个神，这是耶和华。感谢主，哈利路亚。One
day you won't call me son, you'll just call me brother.
有一天你不会再叫我是你的儿子，而是你叫我是你的弟兄。哈哈哈。But
until that day comes, thank you, Father.
哈哈，等到那一天的时候，谢谢你，爸爸。
Do you want to give your children your best?
你希望给你的孩子最好的吗?
Of course you do. Every parent does.
当然，每一个家长都愿意这样做。
But the key is to point them to God.
但重点是你把他们指向神。
And to be servants of our God.
而让他成为神的仆人。
Be like God's servant Joshua, who took over from Moses.
要举个例来讲，像约书亚，他从摩西的手中接下服侍神的工作。
He said to Israel, "If it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers they served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose lands you dwell. But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord."
就是在约书亚记讲的最有名的一句话，就是凡我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华这句话。弟兄姐妹，I
have lived among you long enough to know this pattern.
弟兄姐妹们啊，我在你们当中认识你们已经很久了，发现了一个现象。
I have known many of you for more than 20 years now.
你们当中有些人我已经认识超过20年。
I have watched many of your children grow up to become young men and young women.
但我看到你们的孩子们在这个教会长大，成为年轻人。
And what I have seen holds true to what the Word of God says.
但我在你们当中我看到神说的话真的是真的。
The more you lead your children to pursue success and high calling in the world sense, the more they will go away from you as they get older.
我发觉说，当你们越是让你们的孩子去追求这个属世的成功的时候，他们跟你们之间的距离就越大。But
the more you turn your children over to God and to serve them, and the more you set the example yourself, the closer they will be to you as they get older.
但是如果你却带领他们认识神，越 与他们亲近，跟他们一起服侍，他们就跟你的关系就越好。This
I have seen, and this the Word of God tells us.
这个我已经亲眼见到，而且神的话也这么说。So
what would you reserve for yourself?
那所以你会替你自己保留什么呢？
Give your all.
把你所有的都摆上。Give
your children to God.
把你的孩子也摆在坛前。Give
your family and everything to God.
将你的一切
If Jesus had reserved himself, then we would be lost.
如果耶稣基督把一些留给他自己，那我们今天全部都是失落的一群。But
if we would be like Jesus and give our all, just think what our church would be like.
如果说我们每一个都像耶稣基督一样，把自己一切都摆上的话，你想想看我们的教会是什么样的一个光景？True
servants are humble.
真正的仆人是一个谦卑的。
And true servants are unreserved in their service.
一个真正的仆人是在他的服侍当中是没有保留的。But
further, true servants are others oriented.
那第三点，在一个真正的仆人是注重在别人身上的。
As it says in verse 4, he bore our griefs.
像第四节讲说,
and the chastisement that he suffered brought us peace.
这是因为他所受的刑罚,
That's in verse 5. In verse 8, he was killed and stricken for the transgressions of God's people.
在那是第五节，在第八节还讲到说，他是因为我的百姓受罪过。
And he did all of this for God, under God's leading, for God's people, as he says in verse 10.
他这样讲，在第十节就讲说，是他是成就神的旨意，是为神的人的名。
These verses only highlight the others-oriented aspect of Jesus' service in Isaiah.
这些只是讲到其中几个，将其他人放在他自己前面的几个重点。
His service was to God for the sake of others.
他的服事是给神的，是为了别人的好处。
To say service is others oriented goes to the motive for serving.
那我们也要想说，我们为什么要服事？他动机在哪？
I emphasize this because it is possible to do many acts of service and yet not be a true servant.
但是因为我之所以这样讲的原因，是因为也许我们会服侍到别人，但是我们并不是一个真正的仆人。
Or as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, if I give my life even to the flames, but I have not love, I am nothing.
就像保罗在哥林多前书第13章讲的说，我即使将我的生命摆上，但是我没有，却少了，我还是，我什么都不是。
Sometimes people do acts of service because it makes them feel better when they do those things.
是当有些人他们在做服事的时候，因为他们这样做的原因，就只是因为他们觉得他们让他们觉得感觉比较良好。We
can do acts of service out of obligation.
我们也会因为服事的原因，是因为我们要满足一些要求。We
can do acts of service because we're just going through the motions.
我们也许服事的时候，只是因为是举手之劳，只是无意之间的。
And we who serve at church do our service often for many reasons.
所以我们在教会服事的时候，也可能是有其他很多的原因。
It could be because of reputation.
也许是因为你的名誉的关系。
Expectation, payback.
或是你希望有得到什么好处。
In order to gain a position so that we can get things done.
或者你想知道在教会当中得到一些地位，所以事情可以进行的比较完善。
But we need to remember that true service is not about running smooth programs, but about caring for those who are in our programs.
所以我们要记得，当我们在服事的时候，我们不是想要说让我们这所有的这个程序过得非常的顺序，而是在程序当中，我们当中跟我们一起。Because
true service is about caring for others.
因为真正的服事是要关怀别人。
It is motivated by love.
是，它的动机是爱。
It is not motivated by agenda, but by love.
它动机不是在这个程序表上面，但是是love，是爱。
The Sunday school teacher who cannot be interrupted by questions because he needs to get through the lesson needs to step back and reconsider what he's doing.
如果说一个主日学的老师， 他因为要把他的课程的内容讲完，而不能被打断的话，他必须要考虑说他为什么要这样做。There
is a time to get to the lesson, but there is also a time to care for the needs that are behind those questions.
当然，我们希望把我们手上的工要完成，但是我们应该要更关怀这些在我们当中的人。As
Paul tells us in Ephesians 2. God did all this service through Jesus because of love.
就像在以弗所书第二章，保罗所讲的，神做这些事情是因为出于爱。Now
we know people, on the other hand, tend to take service for granted.
但我们也知道说，有些人觉得说这些，在他们这样的服事是理所当然的。When
we serve others, we tend to be overlooked.
当我们对别人服事的时候，我们常常都忽略到他们的服事。And
those who are served tend to just expect more and more the same without really appreciating it at all.
那对我们服事的人也常常会有更多的要求，好像永无止境一样。
We who are parents know how easily our children turn our service into a birthright.
这个我们在做家长的，我们都知道说，我们的孩子是很知道说，我们给他们的一些供应，他们是觉得是他们与生俱来的权利。
And as they grow older and older, they become greater and greater in their own eyes, and become lesser and lesser in their eyes.
当他们长得越大的时候，他们就会发觉，你会觉得说，好像他们觉得说他们懂得比我们还要多，我们在他们眼中越来越小。
But until they finally grow up and they begin to realize,
最后等他们真的长大的时候，他们才会发现
that their parents are pretty great after all.
就所谓的这个养儿方知父母恩。
But what sustains us until then?
那我们要等到那个时候才能够得到我们要得的回报吗？
Is it not love?
如果不是爱？
Is it not genuine caring that moves us to serve them, even when they tell us, you're supposed to do this for me?
如果不是爱，如果不是真心的关怀，甚至或者他们我们的孩子跟我们说，你应该替我做这件事的。
Or when they tell us, oh, you don't know, you don't understand.
或者他们跟我说，你不懂的，不知道你在讲什么。
But with our children grow up to be servants, to love others as we love them, then we feel we have done the job well.
如果我们的孩子长大，成为一个真正的仆人，能够爱别人，我们会觉得说我们的工作是完成的。When
we comforted and cared for our babies in the middle of the night,
当我们在半夜爬起来，在照顾我们的婴孩的时候，
we did not expect them to pay us back for what we did for them.
我们并没有期待说他们要回馈。
But we hope that they will grow up one day to be just like us.
但我们希望说他们长大的时候，有一天他能够跟我们一样。
True service is others oriented because true service is about genuine caring.
真正的这个服事是以别人为重心的，因为真正的服事是真的是出于内心的关怀。
And when we care for others, when we love others, we're not counting the cost or worried about what others think, nor do we go around making sure that others know everything we've done.
对，当我们去关怀别人的时候，我们去爱别人的时候，并不是表示说我们会考虑到这些我们需要付出的代价，或是说让别人知道说我们到底付出了多少。
When we love others, we simply meet their needs and do what is necessary for them.
当我们爱别人的时候，我们照顾他们，我们只是就会做我们所能做的，然后让他们把这个服事做好。We
sacrifice and do not even think of it as sacrifice.
我们的牺牲，我们也就是常常不会想到这是一个牺牲。And
all of this is because we're thinking about them, not ourselves.
我们之所以会有这样子的一个态度，就是因为我们是想到是他们，而不是我们自己。We
would do well to remember that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
所以我们就会想到说，说神圣爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。True
servants are others oriented.
所以真正的仆人是一个以别人为重心的仆人。This
year's theme is be servants of Christ.
所以今年的主题是仆人的心智。
From Isaiah 53 today, we've seen a little bit of what that means.
今天，从以赛亚书53章，我们看到这个所谓的仆人心智到底是什么意思。
Isaiah 53 is about the servant of the Lord Jesus Christ.
以赛亚书第53章是讲到是主的仆人，就是耶稣基督。
It is a powerful testimony of what it means to be a servant.
是一个很有力的见证。 让我们知道说什么叫做神的仆人。It
is a profound revelation of God's servant Jesus Christ.
是一个很深刻的这个显露出来神的仆人应该要做的事。And
from this we see that true servants are humble, true servants are unreserved in their service, and true servants are others oriented.
所以我们今天看到的重点。 是一个真正的仆人，是一个谦卑的人，是一个没有保留的仆人，是一个以别人为中心的仆人。But
let me put it this way.
让我这样说。
True servants of God give their lives for others.
就是真正的仆人将他自己的生命给别人。
Go and be likewise.
我们也应该如此行。
Amen.
Amen.